ఇది నా అనుభూత్యా భవితామాన భూయ అజ నిత్య శాశ్వతోయం పురాణ నహన్నతి హన్నవానే శరీరే. So the soul cannot be killed. Nahannate hannamane sarire. And the soul has no birth, no death. As Krishna is eternal, Krishna has no birth and death. Ajoki san abhayatma, Krishna says in the fourth chapter, Ajo. Krishna's another name is Ajo. All Vishnu Tattva, Ajo. We are also Ajo. Ajo means who does not take birth. So, the both Krishna or God and the living entities, they are eternal. Nitya, nityana, chetana, chetanana. The only difference is, because we are a small particle, therefore we are prone to be covered by material energy. This is the difference. We become chuta, fallen down. But Krishna is achuta. He never falls down. That is the difference. So, just like cloud can cover a portion of sunlight. Not that cloud can cover all the sunlight. That is not possible. Suppose, now this sky is covered with cloud. Maybe 100 miles, 200 miles, or 500 miles. But what is 500 miles in comparison to the sun? Millions and trillions of miles. So, the cloud covers our eyes, not the sun. Similarly, Maya can cover the eyes of the living entity. Maya does not cover the Supreme Person. No, that is not possible. So, this so-called birth and death is due to the covering of Maya. The marginal potency. We are Krishna has got many potencies. Parasa Shakti Vilidaiva Sriyati, that is Vedic instruction. The Absolute Truth has multi-energies. Whatever we see, Parasa Brahmana Shakti, Sarvedam Akilam Jagat. Whatever little we are seeing, that is simply distribution of the energy of the Supreme. Exactly the same way. The sun shine and the sun glow and the sun god. Sun god from him, not only sun god, there are other living entities also. Their body is glowing. They have got fiery body. As we have got earthly body, earth is prominent in this planet. Similarly, in the sun planet, the fire is prominent. As earth is one of the five elements, fire is also another one of the five elements. These things will be explained that the soul is never burned by the fire. So there is no question of thinking that in the sun planet there is no living being. There are living beings suitable for the planet. We learn from Brahma Sanghita that Kotishu Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam. Vasudha means planet. There are innumerable planets in each and every universe. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. This is only one universe. There are millions of universes also. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, that, my dear Lord, you have come, kindly you take away all these conditioned souls. And if you think that they are horribly sinful, they cannot be delivered, then you transfer all the sins upon me, I shall suffer, you better take them out. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy means that paradukha dukhi. Actually, a Vaishnava is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. Personally, he has no unhappiness. Because he is in contact with Krishna, how he can be unhappy? Personally, he has no unhappiness. But he becomes unhappy by seeing the conditioned soul unhappy. Paradukha dukhi. Therefore, Vasudev Ghosh, he requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you deliver all these unhappy conditioned souls, and if you think they are sinful, they cannot be delivered, they transfer all the sins of these people to me, I shall suffer, and you take them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased by his proposition and his mind. He said that this Brahmanda, this universe is only just like a mustard grain in the bag of a mustard seed. Our point is, that's why there are so many universes. Just compare. You take a bag of mustard seeds and pick up one grain in comparison to the pack of mustard seeds. What is the value of this one grain? Similarly, this universe is like that. There are so many universes. The modern scientists, they are trying to go to other planets. If they go, what is the credit there? There are kotishu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. One cannot go so many planets, even according to their calculation. If they want to go to the topmost planet, which we call Brahmaloka, it will take 40,000 of years in the light year calculation. So, in God's creation, everything is unlimited. It is not limited with our perspective of knowledge. So, there are so many innumerable universes, innumerable planets, and there are innumerable living entities, and all of them are rotating according to their karma. And birth and death means changing one body to another. I make one plan in this life. And because everyone is in the bodily concept of life, so long we are in the bodily concept of life, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Vaishya, I am Shudra, I am Indian, I am American, and so. These are all bodily concept of life. designations. But so long I am in bodily concept of I, I think I have got this duty to do as Brahman, I have got to do such and such things. As American, I have got to do so many things. So long these consciousness will continue, we will have to accept another body. This is the nature's process. Therefore we make some plan in this life, and this material body, this gross body is finished, that is dead. But my idea in the subtle body, in the mind, it remains. And because it remains in my mind, therefore, to fulfill my desire, I have to accept another body. This is the law of transmigration of the soul. The soul is thus with his flesh, he is transformed into another gross body. And along with the soul, there is super soul, supreme personality of body. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. So the super soul, supreme personality of God, gives him intelligence. Now you wanted to execute this plan. Now you have got a suitable body and you can do it. So therefore we find that somebody is great scientist or very nice mechanic. This means that in the last life mechanic was making some plan, and this life he gets chance and he fulfills his desire, he discovers something and becomes very reputed, famous man. Because for me, they want three things: love, puja, pratishtha. They want some material profit and they want some material adoration. Love, puja, pratishtha and stability. This is material life. So one after another we are trying to have some material profit, some material adoration, a material reputation, and therefore we are having different types of body, and it is going on. Actually, this acceptance of body does not mean I die. I am there. In subtle form, I am there. Najayate nam yati. Therefore, there is no question of birth and death. It is simply transformation of the body. Bhāsāṁśi jinnāni dhāvyāya. As it will explain in the next verse. Bhāsāṁśi jinnāni dhāvyāya. Navāni jinnāti naro aparāni tathā sarirāni vihāya jinnāni annāni saṅjāti navāni dehi. Dehi, the living entity, simply changing the dress. It is the dress. His body is dress. Now, the question is, just like there are some discussion, that the spirit has no form. How it can be? This body is my dress. How I have no form? How the dress has got form? My coat or heart has got a form because my body has got a form. I have got two hands, therefore my dress, my coat has also two hands. My shirt has also two hands. So, if this is dress, this body, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Vāsāṁśi jinnāni yathā vihāya. So if it is dress, then I must have a form. Otherwise, how this dress is made? It is very logical conclusion and very easy to understand. Unless I have got my own form, how this dress has got form? What is the answer? Anyone can say? How the original living entity can be without hands and legs. If this body is mine, great. Just like you go to a tailor, he takes measurement of your hand, of your leg, of your chest, then your coat or shirt is made. Similarly, when you have got a particular type of dress, it is to be assumed that I have got my form, spiritual form. Nobody can refute this argument. And apart from our so-called argument, we have to accept the statement of Krishna, because he is authority. So, if I think that I am this coat, that is my ignorance. And that is going on. The so-called service to the humanity means washing the coat. Just like if you are hungry and I wash your coat very nicely with soap, will you be satisfied? No, that is not possible. So, every one of us is spiritually hungry. Why these people will do by washing the coat and shirt? There cannot be any peace. The so-called humanitarian service means they are washing this vasaṁśu jinnāni. That's all. And death means, it is explained very nicely, that when the dress, your dress, my dress, becomes too old, we change it. Similarly, vātaṁ death means changing the dress. It is very clearly explained. Vasaṁśu jinnāni jathā vihāya. Jinnāni, old dress, old garment, we throw it away and take another new dress, new garment. Similarly, Vasaṁśu jinnāni jathā vihāya navāni jinnāti, a new fresh dress. Similarly, I am old man, so if I am not liberated, if I have got so many plans to execute in this material world, then I will have to accept another body. But if you have no more plan, niskinchana, that is called niskinchana. Niskinchana sa bhagavad bhajano mukhas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, niskinchana, one has to be completely freedom, complete freedom about this material world. One should be disgusted. Then there is possibility of being transferred to the spiritual world. So long one has got a pinch of desire that if I would have become like Brahma or like him, like Jawaharlal Nehru, then I will have to accept the body. This desire. Krishna is so liberal, so kind. Whatever we want, jetathānāṁ prapadyante, Krishna will give. To take something from Krishna, just like the Christians pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. See, is it very difficult task for Krishna to give our daily? He is giving already. He is giving daily bread to everyone. So this is not the mode of prayer. There, mode of prayer, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, mama janmani, janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahita ki dai. This is prayer. We haven't got to ask anything. Krishna, God has made ample arrangement for our maintenance. Purna sa purna madaya, purna maiva vasishyate. But it is restricted by nature. When you are sinful, we become atheist, we become demon, then the supply is restricted. Then we cry for, there is no rain, there is no this, no rain. That is nature's restriction. But from God's arrangement, there is sufficient food for everyone. Eka bahunam vidudhati kama. He is supplying everyone. So long we'll have a pinch of material desire to execute our plan, then we have to accept a material body, and that is called janma. Otherwise, the living entity has no birth and death. Now this janma and mrityu, and the living entity, they are compared with the sparks and the Supreme Lord as the big fire. So the big fire, that is the comparison. And the small spark, both of them are fire. But sometimes the sparks fall down from the big fire. That is our fall down. Fall down means we come into the material world. Why? Just to enjoy, to imitate Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So we are servants. Sometimes it is natural. The servant deserves that if I could enjoy like the master. So when this sentiment or proposition comes, that is called maya. Because we cannot be enjoyed. This is false. If I think that I can become enjoyed, even in this material world, so-called, that everyone is trying to become enjoyed. And the last layer of enjoyer means the one thinks that now I shall become God. This is the last layer. First of all, I want to become manager or proprietor, then prime minister, and then this and that. And when everything is baffled, then one thinks that now I shall become God. That means the same propensity to become master, to imitate Krishna, is going on. Therefore, this desire that I shall merge into the existence of God, I shall become one. So, just like the example is given, that I am drop of water, now I shall merge into the big ocean, therefore I shall become ocean. This example is generally given by the Mahavadi philosopher. The drop of water is, when mixed up with the ocean water, they become one. That is only imagination. Every water molecule, there are so many individual molecular parts. Apart from that, suppose you mix up with the water and merge into the Brahma existence, the samudra, the sea or the ocean, and again you will be evaporated. Because the water is evaporated from the ocean and it becomes cloud, and again falls down on the ground and it goes down again to the ocean. This is going on. This is called avagaman. Coming and again mixing. So what is the benefit? But the Vaishnava philosophy says that we do not want to mix up with the water. We want to become a peace within the ocean. That is very nice. If you want to become peace, a big peace or a small peace, it doesn't matter. If you go deep into the water, then there is no more evaporation. You remain. Similarly, the spiritual world, the Brahma effulgence, is Nidbhed Brahmanusandhi. Those who are trying to merge into the Brahma existence, for them it is not very safe. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vimukta Manika. That thinking that now I am merged into the Brahma effulgence, now I am saved. No, it is not said. Because it is said, Arujya Krishna Parang Padang Tata Patanti. Even after great austerities and penance, one may rise Parang Padang, merging into the Brahma effulgence. Still from there, he falls down. He falls down. Because Brahma, the spirit soul, is Anandamaya. As Krishna, or the Absolute, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Anandamaya Vyasa, Satchidananda Vigraha. So, simply by merging into the Brahma existence, one cannot become Anandamaya. Just like you are going very high in the sky, so to remain in the sky, it is not very Anandamaya. If you can get shelter in some planet, then it is Anandamaya. Otherwise, you have to come back again on this planet. So, nirvishesh, without varieties, there cannot be any ananda. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So, we are disgusted with these material varieties. Therefore, some is trying to make these varieties zero, and some is trying to make this variety impersonal. But that will not give us the exact transcendental pleasure. If you can go up into the Brahma effulgence and take shelter of Krishna or Narayan, there are innumerable planets in the Brahma effulgence. They are called Vaikuntha Loka, and the topmost Vaikuntha Loka is called Goloka Vrindavan. So, if you are fortunate enough to take shelter with one of these planets, then you are eternally happy in blissful condition of knowledge. Otherwise, simply to merge into the Brahma effulgence is not very safe, because we want ananda. So, in impersonal zero standard, there cannot be any ananda. But because we have no information, the Mayavadi philosopher of the Vaikuntha planets, they come back to this again, to this material planet. Arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Adha means in this material world, that I have explained many times, there are so many big sannyasis, they give up this material world as mithya, jagan mithya, and take sannyas, and then again, after a few days, they come to social service, politics, because they could not realize what is Brahma. They, for ananda, they have to take part in this material activities. Because ananda, we want ananda, anandamaya abhyasa. So if there is no spiritual ananda, there must be, they must come to the inferior part. This material world is inferior part, apara. If we cannot get spiritual ananda or superior pleasure, then we have to take this material pleasure. Because we want pleasure. Everyone is searching after pleasure. Sarujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. So for this pleasure only, we are making so many plans according to our own brain, a teeny brain. We are making plans. In a state also they are making plans, personally, individually, and commercially. Everyone is making plans. The plan making means becoming entangled. And they have to take part again to fulfill the plan. Vasana. This is called vasana. So, we have to purify the vasana, desire. That is required. If you don't purify, then we have to take birth, the birth and death, repetition of birth and death. So that desire, how it can be purified? That desire can be purified. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam tatparatena nirmalam. We have to give up this designation. I am Brahman, I am Sudra, I am Kshatriya, I am American, I am Indian, and these are so many designations, because I am spirit soul. But this colony is my designation. So if I identify with this designation, then I'll have to repeat the birth and death. That you can purify. How it can be purified? That can be purified by devotion and service. When you understand that you are part and parcel of Krishna, when I understand Datang eternally related with Krishna. He is supreme. I am servant. And when I engage myself in his service, that is the purification of desire. Without Krishna consciousness, everyone is acting on different material consciousness. I am American, that's why I must work in this way. I must fight with the Russians. Russians thinking that I am Russian. I must fight the Americans or the China. So many designations. This is called Maya, illusion. So we have to purify. That purification means one must know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So what I am doing as spirit soul, whatever I am working at the present moment on this bodily concept of life, but whatever what I am doing as spirit soul, this knowledge requires. This knowledge comes when we are purified. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sotati na kaṃsati samas sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti lavate param. Madhvakti lavate param. When? After being free from this material designation, Brahma bhuta. After being free, not before that. So, bhakti is not a sentiment. Bhakti, people say, those who are not very learned, cannot study Vedic literature very nicely, and therefore they take to bhakti. No. Bhakti, actual bhakti begins when one has become completely Brahma-bhuta. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā nasocati natāṅkati samasarveshu bhūteshu madhvakti lavate parāṁ. That is pure transcendental state of executing devotional service. After being free from material designation, sarva-bhāhi vinirmuktam tat-paratena nirmalam. That is called nirmal. That is mukti. Because spirit soul is eternal. It has to be cleansed the material contamination. So when it's clean, then Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam Bhakti Rityate. When our senses are purified, not this American hand or Indian hand, it is Krishna's hand. This hand should be engaged in Krishna's service, in sweeping the temple. If he thinks like this, he is far, far greater than any Vedantist. If he simply knows that this hand belongs to Krishna, then he is far, far greater than any Vedantist. These Vedantists, of course, all devotees are Vedantists. But somebody thinks that he has monopolized as a Vedant. Veda means knowledge. Anta means ultimate. So Vedanta means ultimate knowledge. The ultimate knowledge is Krishna. Veda is the sadvai ahameva vedam. So, the so-called Vedantist, if he cannot understand what is Krishna, what is the meaning of that Vedantist? It has no meaning. He is perfect Vedantist who knows that Krishna is supreme, he is my Lord, I am his eternal servant. This is Vedanta knowledge. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
But I
want to
know, who is Lord Shiva, Vishnu,
Brahma?
Whether
these three are Vyavahara? Yes, they are expansion of God. Just like the earth. And then, from earth, you find trees, wood. And then, in the tree, you can set fire. It becomes smoke. Then comes out the fire. When you get the fire, you can take your work from the fire. So, everything is one. But, that's the same example. From earth, the wood. From wood, the smoke. From smoke, the fire. But if you have to take business then it is required the fire. All of them are the one. Similarly, there are demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So, if you have to take business, then you have to go to the fire, Vishnu, Sattala, Satogun. This is the process. Although they are one, but your business can be completed with Vishnu, not with others. What is my business? My business is to get out of this material classes. So, if anyone is eager to be free from this material classes, then he must take shelter of Vishnu, not others. Desire means material desires. If you think that you are Indian and your desire is how to make your country improve, so many desires, or if you are a family man, so these are all material desires. So long you are enwrapped by material desires, then you are under the condition of material nature. As soon as you think that you are not Indian or American, you are not a Brahmin or Vaishnav, Brahmin or Kshatriya, you are eternal servant of Krishna, and that is called purified desire. Desire is there, but you have to purify the desire. That I have explained just now. Sarvopadhi vinim muktam. These are upadhi. Suppose you are in a black coat. So does it mean you are black coat? If I ask you, who are you? If you say, I am black coat. Is that the proper answer? No. Similarly, we are in a dress, American dress or Indian dress. See, if somebody asks you, who are you? I am Indian. And that is wrong identification. If you say, Aham Brahmasmi, that is your real identification. That realization we call. That requires, you have to go. Tamasa Abhamacharjina. You have to undergo the principle. Sadhu sadhya tatu sadhu sanga ata bhajana kriya. You have to accept the process. Then you realize.
So
there was desire. You are thinking of a deer. So there was desire. So that is the practice. You should simply come to the thinking of Krishna. That is perfection. And if you become embarrassed with so many things, then there is risk of becoming a cat, dog, deer, or demigod, anything. Jangjanga bhati smaran loki, sajatanti kalivaram. You are at the time of death, whatever you deserve, you get the next body. That is nature's law. As we in Russia, in Moscow, many young men there are very much anxious to accept this Krishna consciousness movement, and some of them were initiated by me, and they are going on, just like these boys are going on. So far my experience is concerned, everywhere I go, people are the same. It is by artificial, means. They have been designated as communists and this and that. The people, they are all the same. As soon as we speak of Krishna consciousness, they respond immediately. That is my experience. Actually, that is a fact. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadha Kabhu Noy Sarvanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udar. The Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It is dormant. But it is contaminated and covered by the material dirty things. So, sobonadi suddhocit. This means that you are hearing. Just like these boys, these American and European boys, they came, first of all, to hear. By hearing, now their Krishna consciousness is awakened and they are taken seriously to Krishna devotion. Or Africa or India, everyone has got Krishna consciousness within. Our process, the Sankirtan movement, is to awaken that consciousness. That's all. If one man is sleeping, to awaken. Get up. Uttishtata, jagrata, prapta varan nivodata. So this is our process. It's not that artificially we are making somebody Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness is there already. There is a birthright of every living entity. Krishna says, Mumi Vansu Jivabhuta. Just like father and his son, there cannot be any separation. But sometimes it happens that the son goes out of home by some chance or from childhood. He forgets who is his father. And that is a different thing. But the relationship between father and son is never broken. So we are all Krishna's part and parcel. So our relationship is eternal. Now we have forgotten. We are thinking that I am not Krishna's, I am America's, I am India's. This is our illusion. So by proper method, the method is hearing. And to chant through his ear, you are not American, you are Krishna's. You are not American, you are not Indian, you are Krishna's. In this way, hearing, you are all scientists. This is it. We have to constantly inject, you are not American, you are not Indian, you are not Russian. You are Krishna's, you are Krishna's. Then, if the mantra has got value, then it comes, oh yes, I am Krishna, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Why am I thinking I am Russian and American and this and that? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Na sochati na kankhati. As soon as it comes to that state, he has no more lamentation. Here, as American and Indian or Russian, we have got two things, lamentation and hankering. Everyone is hankering. What he does not possess, I must have this. And what he possesses, if it is lost, he is lamenting, oh, I have lost. So these two businesses are going. So long you do not come to Krishna consciousness, these two businesses will go on, lamenting and hankering. And as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, you become joyful. There is no reason of lamenting, there is no reason of hankering. Everything is complete. Krishna is complete, so he becomes free. That is Brahma Bhuta state. So, this can be awakened by hearing. Therefore, the Vedic mantra is called Shruti. One has to receive this awakeness through the ear. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Always one has to hear and chant about Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Then Chita Dattvanam Arjunam. Everything will be cleansed and he will come to understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. When you become Vaishnava, the Brahmanism is already included. General process is, unless one does not come to the Satogun platform, he cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. That is the general. But the Krishna devotional service, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that simply by hearing about Krishna, you come to immediately to the Brahminical platform. Nastra prayasu abhadresu nittang bhagavata sevaya. Abhadra. Abhadra means these three qualities of material nature. Even Brahminical quality. The Shudra quality, the Vaishya quality, or the Kshatriya quality, or even Brahman quality. They are all avadras. Because in Brahman quality, again the same identification comes. Oh, I am Brahmin. Nobody can become Brahmin without birth. I am great, I am Brahmin. This false prestige comes. Then he becomes bound up. Even in Brahminical qualities. But when he comes to the spiritual platform actually, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am not Brahmin, I am not Sannyasi, I am not Grihastha, I am not Brahmachari, not. These eight principles, Varnashram, he denies. Then what you are? Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalu Dasu Dasanu Dasu. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This is self-realization. Why suppose he is? Why you suppose like that? Because there is no history and there is no philosophy. There is no philosophy in Arab countries. If there is any philosophy, that is in India. And you are so, I mean to say, what can I say? That you say, because the philosophy is not in America, therefore this philosophy is not at all. Why not? They do not know. Now they are not knowing it. Why you are so envious of my minister? God is everywhere, therefore God's disciples or God's sons are everywhere. So if in America this Krishna consciousness is spread, why you are envious? Why you are envious? You do not like that this philosophy should be preached in America? Then? But that have you read Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita? Then you do not know where Krishna says that everyone, my son. Krishna says, sarva jyoni sukantya sambhavanti murtayaja tathang mahajjani brahma ahang bijapula. Krishna claims, everyone, American, Indian, Bart, Beast, everyone, his son. You do not know this philosophy.
Gita is coming out of India. That's why
it is made. So it is that because it is made in India, that we should not accept it?
Not like
that. What is your philosophy like this? What is your philosophy? I do not know.
He says because there is no history books. There are no history books in the West showing that Krishna used to live in the West, but he ever was in the West.
Okay, there is history. The Christian believe God, that Krishna is God. So what is the difference? Krishna is God. So, did they not believe in God in the Western histories? That's all that. Now they believe in God. Now we are meaning they here is God. That is the difference. Sorry. They believed in God, but they did not know. What is that? What is that? The Lord. Now we are giving, here is God. There is a name and address of God. What is the difference?
In India, God is
That is India, why you are thinking in India? God is not for India or America. God is for everyone.
Then why Brahmana,
they also have prevailed like Brahmana? Yes, they prevailed. They also went from India. That is the history. They are all the Kshatriyas. They went to Europe and America. That is in the Mahabharata history. They were also on the Vedic culture. Now they have lost. Just like recently you have got experience within 20 years. Some of the Hindus who became murdered and they become Pakistani. But 20 years before, they are not Pakistan. So gradually this misconception is increasing. Otherwise there was one. One God, one civilization, everything, there was one.
What
is that?
Why should you just say that we are all come to serve as servants of Krishna? So why should we think that we are Krishna?
Who thinks we are Krishna? We do not think. We do not think like that. We are servants of Krishna. We are Krishnas. Just like you are son of your father. Similarly, we are servants of Krishna. We are not Krishna. Who says that we are Krishna? We do not say. We are servants of Krishna. Praising and chant Hare Krishna. Where is the difficulty? This is the shortcut. This is the shortest cut. Yes. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti. Yehi naam se hi sab aapko pukar ho jaye.